Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's meditation. Please sit comfortably and close your eyes, allowing your body to settle in to wherever you're sitting. And having the intention of being fully present, let's begin with a few deep breaths. Breathing into your stomach, feeling your belly expand. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold. And exhale for 4 seconds. Letting go of anything that doesn't concern you in this moment. Let's do that again, being sure to feel your stomach expand. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold. And exhale for 4 seconds. And once more, inhale for 4 seconds, hold, and exhale for 4 seconds. And now just breathe effortlessly without forcing your breath. Simply observe your breath as it naturally flows in and naturally flows out. Today, let's share a few poems by the celebrated American poet William Edgar Stafford. Born in Kansas in 1914. And passed away in Oregon in 1993. Some of Stafford's most poignant poetry was about the simple beauty of nature and appreciating the moment, whatever is given. The morning of his death, he started a poem containing the lines, "You don't have to prove anything," my mother said. "Just be ready for what God sends." And as with meditation, remember there is nothing that is supposed to happen when hearing poetry. Simply invite the words to flow within you. And if you become distracted, that's normal. Notice the distraction and gently bring your awareness back to the poems. Ask me. Sometime when the river is ice, ask me mistakes I have made. Ask me whether what I have done is my life. Others have come in their slow way into my thought, and some have tried to help or to hurt. Ask me what difference their strongest love or hate has made. I will listen to what you say. You and I can turn and look at the silent river and wait. We know the current is there, hidden. And there are comings and goings from miles away that hold the stillness exactly before us. What the river says, that is what I say. Just thinking. Got up on a cool morning, leaned out a window. No cloud, no wind. Air that flowers held for a while. Some dove somewhere. Been on probation most of my life. And the rest of my life been condemned. So these moments count for a lot. Peace, you know. Let the bucket of memory down into the well, bring it up. Cool, cool minutes. No one stirring, no plans, just being there. This is what the whole thing is about. Waking at 3 a.m. You think water in the river. You think slower than the tide and the grain of the wood. You become a secret storehouse that saves the country. So open. You look over all the darkness. More than has ever been found comforts you. You open your eyes in a vault that unlocks as fast and as far as your thoughts can run. A great snug wall goes around everything, has always been there, will always remain. It is a good world to be lost in. It comforts you. It is all right. And you sleep. You will never be alone. You will never be alone. You hear so deep a sound when autumn comes. Yellow pulls across the hills and thrums, or the silence after lightning before it says its names. And then the clouds, wide-mouthed apologies. You were aimed from birth. You will never be alone. Rain will come. You never heard so deep a sound, moss on rock in years. You turn your head. That's what the silence meant. You are not alone. The whole wide world pours down. You reading this, be ready. Starting here, what do you want to remember? How sunlight creeps along a shining floor? What scent of old wood hovers? What softened sound from outside fills the air? Will you ever bring a better gift for the world than the breathing respect that you carry wherever you go right now? Are you waiting for time to show you some better thoughts? When you turn around, starting here, Lift this new glimpse that you found. Carry it into evening, all that you want from this day. This interval you spent reading or hearing this, keep it for life. What can anyone give you greater than now, starting here, right in this room, when you turn around? And before we complete our meditation, let's introduce four intentions for a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend, and a wonderful life. As I pronounce each intention, if you like, repeat the intention silently once or twice. Simply observing the words gently as you release them into the universe. And perhaps as you repeat these intentions, a soft smile may come to you. And if it does, don't resist. Bringing your awareness to your physical self. Joyful, energetic body. And now bringing your awareness to your emotional self. Loving, compassionate heart. And now bringing your awareness to your intellectual self. Reflective, alert mind. And now bringing your awareness, your spiritual self. Lightness of being. And as you go about your day and your weekend, have the intention, in the words of William Stafford, to remember that there is no greater gift than now, starting here, right in this room. And all we must do is turn around. Now, if you like, feel free to unmute your line and bring your palms together. We can chant together the Sanskrit word for being, Om. And when you're ready, gently and gracefully open your eyes. Inhale. Om.
Om. Namaste. Thank you, Brian. Have a good week.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.